Well, hello, Her Group. How are you? Happy Monday, and welcome to your Her Group Weekly Wake-Up Call. It is Monday at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. Hopefully, you guys all have this on your calendar and or you have set a time each and every Monday to take 30 minutes out of your day while you're having lunch, at the end of the day while you're driving home to take a listen. There's a lot of great things that you can take out of this call. Some days, some Mondays more than others, we've got some updates and some things that you just really want to look out for. We know you're busy and you don't always see your emails. This is a great way for us to be able to communicate important updates to you, reminders that are really important, and also to recognize those in our Her Group family across the country that are doing some amazing things that, by the way, not only can you help them celebrate their successes and find motivation and inspiration from this, but you can also learn from it and take some things away for your from your business every single time you listen to this as well. So thank you guys in advance for joining me and for making it part of your week. And go ahead and put this in your calendar if you don't have it in there already. 12 o'clock Central Standard Time every Monday, unless it's a holiday, I am here, and we're going over some of the great things that are going on in our business for the week, recaps from this last week and celebrating the successes of you and your family members. So today I want to start out by saying congratulations to our Gladiator competition leaders, if you will. Remember, you guys, it's December 11th. You still have 20 days to make things happen. That's a long time, and yes, there's a holiday in there. However, you guys saw what happened in November. Plenty of transactions happening, even though there was a holiday in there as well. So if you guys have your buyers who are looking at properties, your listings who are out there listed, you know that there's 20 days for you to make it happen and get those things pended, and you guys know what to do to make that happen. Focus and momentum and just getting out there and doing the activities is really the name of the game in December so that you can keep further momentum happening for you into the new year. So congratulations to Team Aaron, who is in first place with 12 total pending plus listing contracts for the month so far. And my team, Team Carries, in second place with 8, and Team Mike in third place with 7. The last two, of course, Team Sarah and Becca, are only a couple behind that with 6 and 4 respectively. So really it's anyone's game. We could pull out a few transactions, pending or listings here this week, and all of these numbers could switch around. So remember, you guys voted. The four losers, the four gladiators who don't win this contest for the month of December are going to be plunging into Lake Champlain, maybe running. I'm not really sure exactly yet. We have to find a place that's not frozen. I'm going to be plunging into or running into Lake Champlain in January, which is going to be freezing cold. And it's going to be fun for you all to watch it. I know this is motivating you to make things happen, but man, you guys should be working hard so that your gladiator doesn't have to go through that pain and misery. So help that be extra motivation to you. So right now for pendings, we have a tie for first place between Vermont, Arkansas, and Massachusetts, all with 5 pendings. Connecticut is in a close second place with 4, and Wisconsin and Maple Grove are tied in third place with 2. When it comes to listings right now, we've got Connecticut in first place with 3 listings, Miami and Maple Grove with each 2 for second place tied, and third place tied Arkansas, Omaha, and Vermont, all with 1. Plenty of time left in the month, as I stated, so it'll be interesting to see where this goes, but congratulations to all of you who are in the top 3 spots right now in our December initiative and the Gladiator competition. Wanted to give you guys a couple of heads up. The first one, please mark your calendar. This Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, so 9:30 for those of you on the East Coast, 6:30 for those of you on Pacific Time, and it will be recorded. So 6:30 is a little too early for all of you on Pacific Time. I get it, and we apologize. We couldn't make it a little bit later. We're trying to find middle ground where some of you could still be up and at it, maybe getting ready for your day, listening in, but not too late for the East Coasters as they are also doing their lead generation. However, we wanted to do it early in the day so that you guys could, if you needed to take a short break in your lead gen and then get right back to it, or do it right before you start your lead generation, this is to kick off your lead generation for the day on Thursday. Many of you commented on a photo that was posted in our private Facebook group of Taylor Klein in our Northwest Arkansas location as she was doing a training on for sale by owners and Zillow making moves with her local team as one of the agent leaders on that team. And she does an amazing job from a lead generation perspective when it comes to these sources herself. And she did a great job of training her team. And many of you wanted her to bring that training to you, so we're making it happen this Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. You've already received a calendar invite from Becca. All you got to do is accept it, and you'll have the Zoom link right in there. Taylor is going to train us all. Bring your questions at the end, and be ready to go out there and implement what you learn on Thursday and Friday this week to get some listing appointments and talk to some people about how you can help them make their move. So that's this Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Thank you so much, Taylor, for being willing to do that for all of us. And you guys will ask for it, and we set it up so we expect that you will put it on your calendar and you will plan to attend. Super excited to bring this to you. I also wanted to give a shout-out to our November agent winners for the pending contest, and we announced this last week of who those winners were. But the reason why I wanted to give an additional shout-out today is because hopefully many of you were able to watch the interview I did with these amazing agents that had just incredible months in the month of November, where they were pending between 5 and 8 transactions alone just in the month each in November. Plus, many of them also listed some properties, had closings, and are still working with clients. In fact, a couple of these people have thrown up some additional pendings already early in December after they had such a great November. What I wanted to bring it up to you is, you know, we heard from Jeff Bush and Jim Krimpelbein and David Schmidt and Mary Metcalf and Heather M. Brewster and Brian Simon, all of them on this recorded November top agent panel interview, if you will, on Zoom that I recorded and posted in our private Facebook group. I would highly encourage you to take 45 minutes out of your day this week to watch that interview, because not only will you get a few good laughs, man, we are in business with some awesome people, and they cracked me up. It was hilarious to be able to, it was like herding cats when it comes to top producers on an interview like this, and it was awesome because they all made it happen, and they shared some great ahas, and at the same time, I think it'll make you chuckle a little bit, which is always fun. But the information that they provided and the ahas that they shared, I think is going to be a mindset shift for all of you. In fact, I had multiple ahas during that interview, which was amazing. And so I know that many of you will as well, if you take the time to watch this interview and hear, really hear what they're saying. There's a lot of repetition. Success leaves clues. Remember, guys, it is no coincidence that many of them were saying the same things, maybe just a little bit differently. It's because those are the things that they've created in their life that are making them as successful as they are. And if you haven't created those success habits, then it's pretty clear what you need to do in 2018 to make sure that you're closing between 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 transactions per month, even in the quote-unquote slow season. Because anybody can do it if they just employ this mindset that these individuals have, as well as creating the success habits that all of them have created in their world. And so please take take note of that, and please take a minute to listen. You will hear things like morning lead generation time, utilizing Boomtown for every single lead that they have, not only the ones that are coming in, but the ones that they're meeting and they need to nurture. Going into Boomtown on a regular basis and using it as a foundational piece of their business for both follow-up and lead generation. Quick response times. All of these types of things that we share with you on a regular basis, but coming from the top producers in perceivably one of the slowest months of the year, with Thanksgiving in the month of November, proves that these are the success habits that all the successful people in our world share, and they're easy ones that all of you can create in your world starting right now. And so I hope that all of you will watch that video if you haven't had a chance to in the coming week. And thanks again to Brian, Jeff, Jim, David, Mary, and Heather for being on that call with me and for the insight that you provided and the laughs that you gave me as well, because I really, truly enjoyed it and had a great time with you all and learned a lot. I know the rest of the herd groupers out there that are watching it or that will watch it will learn a lot from you guys as well. So thank you, and good luck to you all in December as well. So the only other thing I wanted to bring up is we are going to also, and it's a reminder, Mike and I are going to be bringing 2 trainings a month to you. We will have some guest speakers in there occasionally, just like we are with Taylor Klein this week. We will have them be topic specific, so you are going to know what you're going to be learning about. You will be getting a calendar invite from Becca on these. please accept them because you're going to have everything you need then right in your calendar. The dates will be saved and you will be prepared for it. You will not schedule things on top of it. You will be managing your schedule, I'm sure, at a high, high level and controlling your time in 2018. And it's going to be worth your time to be on these calls twice a month with your fellow Her Groupers that are having successes that you can mastermind and share, and with Mike and I to be able to bring you some really pointed data that's going to help you and that's going to correlate with what you guys are having going on with your monthly initiatives and the time of the year and the opportunities that you all have in front of you. So please watch for that. The other training that we're going to bring to you is Boomtown training. So Erin and her team are going to bring 30-minute training each month, and it likely is going to be two of them per month. So please watch your calendars and your emails for this as well. We're going to start with a Back to the Basics webinar that will largely repeat a lot of the same content, and then we're going to move into more advanced training subsequently. So I think a Back to the Basics refresher for every single person is always a good thing, and for those of you new to Her Group, it's going to be huge for you as well. And then we're all going to be able to move forward and take advantage of diving a little bit deeper into that platform as a whole. So the Boomtown Back to the Basics is, like I said, great for those of you new, and not only new teams, but new agents partnering and people who just would like a refresher to make sure they're not missing something. Then we're going to be bringing in the month, every single month, two additional, another additional training that's going to be more diving deeper. So every single month, there's going to be a Back to the Basics for anybody who needs it, and every single month, there's going to be something that dives deeper into the platform for those of you that are more advanced. So we are very, very excited to bring you all of these trainings. So the trainings that Mike and I do will not be Boomtown related. They're going to be different lead generation related that's going to help you continue to succeed at a high level. And Erin and her team are going to continue to bring you the Back to the Basics and advanced Boomtown training every month. So you are not going to have a lack of training by any means. It's going to be huge for you. And look, at the end of the day, if you just invested 30 minutes every single week or 3 weeks out of the month in your to yourself and your business through this training, it is going to be a game changer for you. On top of that, just employ a few of these success habits that we heard the November top agents talking about that we tell you on a regular basis. And man, I'm promising you, you guys are going to have a game-changing year in 2018. So super excited to bring this all to you. Do not overlook these emails. Do not ignore these calendar invites that are sent to you, because truly, when we send these to you, we're doing it for a reason. And these ones coming up are ones that you're not going to want to miss. You're going to want to have them on your calendar. So thanks in advance for doing that for all of us. The last update is on your sphere of influence. Here you go, you guys. Sphere of influence is critical. Who wants to have an additional 20 to 30 transactions in 2018 from your sphere of influence? I promise you, if you don't have them in some kind of automation and follow-up system between our marketing department and what they do for you on the back end in the email and what you are going to be doing through Boomtown, if you don't do this, you guys, you are going to lose multiple transactions in 2018. Statistics and numbers don't lie. There is a numbers game when it comes to your sphere of influence and the people that know you, like you, and trust you, and how many times you need to reach out to them in order to get a certain amount of business from them. And you cannot be entrepreneurial when it comes to this, or you will have no ability to gauge how many transactions you could get from your sphere of influence, and you also will get, as a guarantee, will lose opportunity because of the lack of purposefulness in this process. And so we're here to help you be purposeful about it. You don't have to create the plan. You don't have to do all the back-end work. We do it for you. You just simply need to watch Becca's email. She sent one out again today with the instructions on how to get your contacts out of your phone, Facebook, and LinkedIn if you so choose. At least come up with 100 people, you guys. All of you have 100 people in your cell phone. If you don't even want to do Facebook or LinkedIn, just do your cell phone. Every one of you should be able to come up with between 100 and 200 people that know you, like you, trust you. Many of you will come up with more. And I promise you, if you just do this and start with this, you're going to see a huge benefit, and you can continue to add to it as time goes on. There is no excuse in the month of December to not be reaching out to all of those people you know and asking them for their updated contact information, or spending some time exporting this data and sending it over to the Hub so that we can help you. Please make it a priority between today and the end of this week. We are here to help you in any way that you need help, and we really, really, really ask you to do this, because we are here to provide nothing but more opportunity for business for you. And we promise you, if you follow this, the foundational piece of real estate is the sphere of influence. If you follow this, we can help you take full advantage of your contacts. And by the way, your contacts go back with you if for any reason you leave her group, okay? We have them separated with your name, and they're simply in a spot, not only in the Boomtown system, but in the back-end system that we send the emails from, in a place that is easily exported. We have nothing that we can do with those if you leave us, because your people don't know us, and we can't work with them at a high level like you could. So we are not going to take your database of friends and family. We promise you that. Also, when you get this information to us, we put you on the email campaign, so you actually get an email every single time an email is sent off on your behalf. You can see everything that's being sent to your people, so it's a great way to follow up as well. And of course, when it's in your Boomtown, it's all coded under you, and you're the one doing all that follow-up, so we're not doing it on your behalf. So this is here to support you. There's no reason for you to be scared of it. It is truly here to bring more value to you and those that you know, and to help you get more business. On the other hand, also, I just wanted to remind you, all of your teams are going to be doing more things in your local communities, the interviews that you're going to be doing, the statistics that we're going to be bringing all of you about your team and how you compare to other teams in the area. If you don't have this information somewhere, your sphere of influence isn't going to get those interviews, isn't going to see how you guys are connected in the community, isn't going to get the updates that we're going to be sending to you in regards to how you and your team compare to the market and why they would want to work with you. These are going to be great content in these emails that are going to be sent out to your sphere of influence, and if you don't give it to us, your people aren't going to receive it, and you aren't going to be able to take full advantage. So thank you so much in advance for making the time to at least get 100 people over to us. At bare minimum, it's simple to do that. You all should be able to commit to at least 100 people between now and the end of the week. It's just 20 people a day that you put into the CSV file that Becca has sent to you. And again, if you need help from the hub, just ask Becca or myself, and we'll figure out how to help you. But we really, truly want you to be committed to this, because it is going to be something that brings you more business, hands down, in 2018, if you can get this accomplished between now and the end of the year, preferably between now and the end of this week, so that we have some time to get it up and going for you for that first follow-up and the first emails that are going to go out in 2018. Well, that's all my updates, lots of reminders, lots of cool things going on, things for you to do and things for you to save the date on, and things for you to be prepared for coming up and to be excited about. I hope you're as excited about all this as I am, because truly 2018 is going to be an amazing year for all of us, and there's going to be more and more value coming your way. So watch for it, and please participate. Take advantage. And, you know, invest in yourself and your learning in 2018. It will definitely pay off. I would like to welcome our new agents, the new people who have partnered with her group across the country. Welcome to the family. We're honored to be in business with you. Welcome to Anthony in our central Massachusetts location, Kristen in Connecticut, Brandy in Kansas City, Carrie in Omaha, and she in North Suburban in Minnesota. Welcome to all of you. We are super excited to be in business with you. Can't wait to see what you're going to accomplish in this partnership. We're here to help you in any way that we can, so please reach out if there's anything we can do to support you as you transition into her group in your local location. I also would like to congratulate all of you who have a closing this week, because again, as I mentioned, every single week, and I will continue to do it, you guys are out there transforming lives through homeownership. Every single time you get to a successful closing, you are making a difference in someone's world. As I shared last Monday, when I shared about the beautiful email that Juliet in Miami received from somebody that she had worked with, we don't always realize what people are going through. We don't realize how much we're impacting them as we help them get to a successful closing, whether they're buying or selling real estate. But you are. Every single time you get to that successful closing, you have, and you are transforming your life through homeownership. By the way, as a reminder, every time you go to a successful closing, you are getting one step closer to your goal as well, and certainly continuing to move down that path of transforming your own life and the life of your family members and those that are most important to you as you continue to grow in this career and achieve all of the goals that you have in place for yourself. So I would like to say congratulations to all of the agents and their clients that are going to a successful closing this week. Mary in North Carolina, congratulations. Juliet in Miami, congratulations to you as well. Winona in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Christy in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Tyson in Omaha. Nebraska, Jim in Wisconsin, David in Massachusetts. Actually, Winona, you're going to a couple closings this week. Congratulations to you. And it looks like Juliet has three closings this week. What an amazing week for you, Juliet, and for your clients. Kelly and John, both in the North Suburban Minnesota location. Kelly, you have two. John, it looks like you have one. Congratulations to you guys. Jen in Maple Grove, Christian in Maple Grove, Brian in South Carolina, Jim in Wisconsin, you have two this week, and also Tyson, it looks like in Omaha, you have two this week. So congratulations to all of you that have one or more closings in this week. Again, congratulations to you and congratulations to your clients. Thank you for all you do to provide a high level of service to your clients and the high level of professionalism I know you all display every single day as part of her group. We are just grateful to be in business with all of you and grateful that you're having the successes that you are having. So as I wrap up the call today, I want to end with a little talk about how to succeed with people. So we all have to succeed with people, whether we're talking about our clients, whether we're talking about lenders and title companies, whether we're talking about our our colleagues on our teams, whether we're talking about our family members, right? Whoever we're talking about, the reality is if you want to be successful in any area of your life, you have to figure out how to succeed with people and through people and in those relationships, right? So what is the point of developing skills and quote-unquote expertise in any area? Is it to make money? Is it to be famous? And is it to eventually become so skilled that you barely have to work anymore? I would say the answer to the last three questions is no. So why do you develop skills? Well, what's the point of making quote-unquote connections with other people? The point is to do high-quality work for those people or with those people. Most people aren't successful, you guys, because they don't want to put the work in. Specifically, they want other people to do the work, right? They want other people to help them, but they don't always want to help other people. And the reality is that when I'm reading about some of the most networked people, some of the most successful people, some of the people that are to be considered in the top tier of entrepreneurial mastermind people, right? They have a list of rules that they expect of those who they interact with. And there's one in particular, if you Google Joe Polish, he's founder of the Genius Network, he calls it his magic rapport formula. And here are the principles of his formula. I thought they were interesting, and I wanted to share them with you because as we continue to want to transform more lives through homeownership, as we want to continue to increase the amount of people we work with, the amount of closings we go to, as we want to continue to increase the size of our businesses and teams, as we want to move into leadership, some of us, we all need to realize whether it's to do more transactions with the consumer, whether it's to do more business with our team members, or both, that you have to understand that you are succeeding with people through people. And so here is that magic rapport formula. So here are the principles. Focus on how you will help people reduce their suffering. Can you relate to this? I mean, look, people feel like going through the process of buying and selling real estate can be quite chaotic and stressful, regardless of how smooth it does go. At the end of the day, there was still behind the scenes stress. It's still very chaotic. And so focus on how you will help them reduce their suffering. Same thing if you're in a leadership role, right? What are the areas of opportunities? What are the roadblocks? What are the stressors? And how can you help those that you work with reduce their suffering? Invest time, money, and energy on relationships. You guys, there's no better thing to invest time, money, and energy into is the relationships you're building in your communities, with your sphere of influence, with your clients, with your colleagues, with those that are partnering with you, right? Be the type of person that they would always answer the phone for. This is a great one to think about. Whether, again, you're thinking about the consumer and your clients, you're thinking about maybe your team members if you lead a team, be the type of person they would always answer the phone for. It makes me think about why are you calling your sphere of influence and what are you saying to them? Are you bringing an item of value? Are you telling them about the market? Are you helping them with something? Are you coming from contribution? When you do that on a regular basis, people will always answer the phone for you, right? Always. Be useful, be grateful, and be valuable. I love this. I think it's a great reminder for all of us. What are we doing today to be useful, grateful, and valuable? Because when we are, people will want to work with us. Of course, treat others how you would love to be treated. That's a no-brainer, but it is not always common sense. So treat others how you would love to be treated. Avoid formalities, right? Be fun, be memorable, not boring. Now, here's the deal. You have to be professional. That doesn't mean you have to be boring. Bring some fun. Bring some memorable times and things that you do to the transaction, right? And into your relationship. Truly appreciate people. If you don't appreciate people, I think this career could be difficult for you. But remember, this isn't transactional. That's why we talk about all the time transforming lives through home ownership. Appreciating others is critical. Give value on the spot. How do you inform yourself on a daily basis before you get on the phone to call your sphere, before you call your Boomtown leads, before you follow up with past clients, before you call your mortgage broker to touch base? What are you doing to be able to give value on the spot? Are you researching things before you pick up the phone? Do you know what's going on in the market? Do you know what's going on in their world? Are you looking in Boomtown to see what they've been doing before you pick up the phone and call? Are you looking on Facebook to see what your sphere of influence is going through before you pick up the phone to call? This is how you give value on the spot, you guys. So do your research, be informed, and get as close to in person as you can. So look, you can't always meet in person. Social media is a great way to develop relationships and build rapport if you really interact at a high level with people, like I've mentioned to you. You can, and make sure that you create those lists and that you're focusing on your people. But what about Zoom calls? If you can't get in person with somebody, hop on a video call or FaceTime them. Get as close to in person as you possibly can. The more texting you do, the more emailing you do, the less personal it is, you guys, and it's very difficult to continue to build a deep relationship. So now let's assume you've developed some awesome skills and abilities. How exactly are you going to use those in the act of service to help other people? There's two very important concepts that are embedded in that last statement. And that last statement, again, is how exactly are you using those in the act of service to help other people? So in the act of service, meaning you give first before you get, and you give to the right people. Interestingly enough, the more successful people become, the more they want to help others, right, if they're truly successful. So at some point, though, if they're somewhat successful and they focus more on people helping them and them not helping others, they're going to their successful halt. They're going to reach a ceiling of achievement because they end up stopped doing the very things that made them successful in the first place. You become successful by developing skills and abilities and by using those skills to serve and provide value to others. But then success can kind of make a person a little bit lazy, and then they'll stop using those very skills and abilities they worked so hard to develop. So when Joel Polish, the gentleman who was the founder of Genius Network, said, you should help other people on the spot. He's spot on, right? So when you're trying to connect with people, give them meaningful service, you guys, and do it right away. Be ready to do it right away. Develop highly useful skills that you can use to dramatically help other people. Then spend most of your time focused on their success. You need to get to the point where you care more about the success and results of other people than you care about the success and results of yourself. You need to find joy, genuine pleasure and excitement, you guys, watching other people succeed as a result of your help and your skills. It's even better when you're completely anonymous to outside observers, by the way. But in your role, many of you are not going to be able to necessarily do that. You are going to be providing a high, high level of service and expertise to all of your clients, which they are going to have a successful outcome, and you're genuinely going to get pleasure and excitement from that. If you guys don't feel that way and you're thinking transactionally, you're going to limit your success. So if you develop some brilliant skills and generously use those skills to help the right types of people, you will become very, very successful. So let's talk about the right types of people in our industry. Well, really connected people, people that make a move often. What about thinking about builders? What about thinking about people that are in relocation industry? What about thinking about people that own small businesses in your area that you could become connected with that know a lot of people? What about people in your community that are influential, right? Of course, the general public is always somebody that you want to help as a real estate professional, but you can also be real purposeful about the right type of people or some additional people that you could really develop a strong relationship with and truly come from a place of contribution and bring value to them all the time, right? You develop these awesome skills and you generously use them, the skills and the expertise that you're developing to help those right types of people. That is how you're going to become very, very successful. By the way, all of those training opportunities I just was talking about to you for 2018, that's how you become brilliant in your skills and your expertise, is by investing in yourself from an educational perspective, which is what her group is going to do for you. But also, the more business you do, the more experience you gain, and you're accelerating your experience, which is going to help you become more experienced and better at your role as a professional realtor as well. So you need to get out there and hit your goals to be able to have the experience that you need along with the education that you need to develop those skills that you can then generously use to help the right types of people, right? So you'll be successful because life gives to the givers and takes from the takers, right? That's the philosophy. And the idea is basically at the foundation of that Joe Polish's philosophy of success in relationships. When you dedicate your skills to helping other people, you're being useful in your relationships rather than lazy, right? So many people want stuff out of relationships, but how much are they willing to put into those relationships? Why even be in a relationship if you're going to be lazy about it? Why develop skills only for the purpose of being around, you know, people that you can use them with, right? When you're proactive about service and when your service makes an enormous impact, people will do incredible things for you, you guys. They'll do it not out of need for reciprocity, but because they genuinely love and appreciate you. They'll help you because you're a person who deserves to be helped, because you're a great person, because you're a servant leader, because you give so much. So what's the one way to be successful? It's to develop real skill sets. This is what we're here to do for you, real skill sets. And then generously use those skill sets to help as many people as possible. Help to transform as many lives as possible. Help people in your world come into real estate and be successful if you're looking at leadership or if you're in leadership, right? If you get really good at something, you'll eventually become relatively successful. There's no doubt. This is when most people plateau in their skill development and become complacent and comfortable with their relative success. It's at this point that people seek relationships with influential people and other successful people. Yet, they want these relationships not to help their new friends, but as a means for using those relationships to further their own success. Well, real relationships don't work this way, you guys, and success can't happen this way. You need to be proactive in your relationships. You need to initiate and take the relationship further. You need to be what Joe Polish calls the first domino. That sounds familiar, right? You have to be the first domino by offering radical and generous service in a very specific and meaningful way, and then you spend the majority of your time helping others, and often it won't be in contractual way for money, although plenty of money will be created and shared, but of your own free will and love is why you're doing it. Love to serve, love for your craft, love for the person. You care more about the success of others than you care about the success of yourself. This doesn't mean you neglect your own success, but you will further develop and hone your skills far more by helping others than by attempting to help yourself. And you can then use your continually deepening skill sets to further your own success, such as a form of developing products or marketing your own service, right? Be a giver, you guys, not a taker. Don't be lazy in your relationships. Give abundantly. Be of service. Blow people away by what you do for them. They'll love you. You'll become brilliant at what you do. You'll be happy because you'll be outward focused. You'll also be happy because you'll be useful. You'll also be happy because you'll be connecting deeply with people and because you'll come to love, truly love, and care about other people rather than only pretending to love other people so long as they're helping you move forward. And I promise you, when you do this, you will make more money than you'll know what to do with. You'll have more success than you'll know how to handle it at some point. And it's all because you're coming from a place of contribution and servant leadership. And when we talk about transforming lives through homeownership, this is exactly what we talk about. And I just wanted to give you guys just a reminder, a friendly reminder about this. Come from contribution. Connect in your community. Help local businesses. Help other professionals. Do the best that you can do for your clients. Go above and beyond. Answer questions. Give up your time. It will not go unnoticed, and it absolutely will not be unrewarded. It's guaranteed that the business will come twofold to you guys. But you'll be happier because of the way you're going about your business. and you'll be able to truly see the impact that you're having on those in your communities, in your families, in your sphere of influence, in your database, and just in general, the people that you get to interact with every single day of your life. Thanks so much, you guys. It's a great time of year to remind ourselves of this, but we all have the opportunity to do this amazing career called real estate. I'm excited to be in business with every single one of you. I hope you have an amazing week. Go out there, kick some butt. Remember why you're doing it. Plug into what you're doing this for, why you're doing this, and what a great impact you're having on those around you every single time you come in and you hone your skills and you help others in the way that you guys do. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.